The provincial government has introduced changes it says will better protect animals in Ontario. The reforms include inspections of zoos and aquariums and $5.5 million annually to the Ontario Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the OSPCA. But my next guest is concerned about the powers wielded by animal inspectors. Curtis Andrews is an Ottawa lawyer who has represented farmers and pet owners in animal welfare cases. He's recently gone to court challenging animal protection laws in Ontario and the power of the OSPCA. Curtis, good morning to you.
Good morning.
The province says that these measures are to better protect animals in Ontario. What are your concerns?
Well, I mean, frankly, the timing seems irresponsible. It was only a week ago that an application was filed with the court to question the constitutionality of the OSPCA Act insofar as it provides police powers to a private organization. So, you know, while the government is before the courts dealing with the question of whether or not it is constitutional to delegate these powers to a private organization, the province has announced more funding to this organization as well as increasing their powers. In effect, what the problem here is, they're providing powers to a private organization with no oversight, accountability, or transparency. They don't really fall properly under the umbrella of the government. So when it comes to their exercising of these powers, when it comes to them, you know, spending the money that's provided to them through the province, there is no oversight, accountability, or transparency whatsoever. And it's our position that you simply cannot give police powers to a private organization. It's not consistent with principles of fundamental justice. And so this application has been brought, and if anybody's interested in following it along, it's well known up here now that you can find it at fixthelaw.ca and follow this application.
So what powers do these OSPCA inspectors have?
Well, the OSPCA Act provides them with the powers of a police officer. It basically says exactly that at Section 11 of the OSPCA Act. But what's peculiar is they don't have the restraints of a police officer. They're not subject to the Police Services Act, for example, which provides mechanisms for review of conduct, plus a whole slew of regulations which restrain the powers of the police. So while they've been given the powers of the police, they have not been subjected to the legislation which restrains the powers of the police. In addition, just as another example, inspectors or investigators with the different ministries, such as the MNR, the MOE, they're all subject to the Ombudsman Act. So again, if you have a problem there, you can take it to the Ombudsman Act. But there's nowhere to take a problem with the OSPCA except to the OSPCA. And so when they're executing warrants, when they're going onto people's property under purported inspection powers and things like that, I mean, these are very intrusive things into people's lives, and people really don't have a place that they can go to try and remedy a complaint if they have one.
But don't they need that type of authority and those powers to deal with some of the, you know, horrific animal abuse cases we've heard about and you know, puppy mills, that sort of thing?
Well, it isn't a question of whether or not an authority that's investigating these types of things needs these powers. Certainly, for any organization to be effective with policing, they need to have these types of powers. The problem is that these powers have been delegated to a private organization, and why we have that in this particular situation, I don't really understand it. The SPCA, animal welfare law is the only type of law that's enforced in this manner. The Ministry of the Environment deals with environmental issues, and they have their powers, and it's through the government, and so you have the government oversight, accountability, and transparency. Very, very serious crimes, of course, are all dealt with by the police, and you've got that same accountability, oversight, and transparency. But we have a private organization that are enforcing laws that have very, very serious consequences, too. Prison time, hefty fines, as well as all of those intrusive parts of an investigation that may take place, such as going into people's homes. There's a case up here within the past year where the SPCA went in through a woman's bedroom window to investigate a situation that turned out the issue at the end of the day was tartar on a dog's teeth. Extremely intrusive activities, and they need to be it needs to be fall properly underneath the umbrella of the government so that there's some control over what's going on.
Do you think, though, that whether you agree or not with the authority that they have, that this will improve animal welfare in this province?
Well, I mean, certainly in theory, it's all about strengthening animal welfare law. That does seem clear, but the problem is it just merely exasperates an existing problem. So every time you provide money or every time you provide greater powers to a private organization with no accountability, transparency, or oversight, you're essentially exasperating an existing problem. You're building upon a rotten foundation, to put it another way. You need to... The law enforcement agency needs to be properly under the control of the government so that constitutional issues are dealt with properly. Again, why animal welfare law is sort of exempt from these principles of justice, I don't really understand. It's not necessary.
What do you think the province should have done? I mean, could they have somehow compelled the OSPCA then to be accountable to provincial authorities?
Well, certainly that would be a start. And, you know, some people will ask me, well, the police can't handle this because they don't have enough knowledge about animal welfare or something along those lines.
Nor the resources.
Nor the resources, I suppose, as well. But, of course, finances can never be an excuse for maybe administering the law in a way that's not constitutional, right? If it's an important issue, the province needs to find the resources to deal with that issue. You can't have it both ways. But what I'll respond to that is the Ministry of the Environment has a very specialized agenda as well. The Ministry of Natural Resources has a very specialized agenda as well. We have the Ministry of Agriculture. We've got other ministries in the government that deal with animals in some context. We have a normal farm practices board as well, for example. It's already operating. So why we don't use these resources or something similar to deal with animal welfare, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't know why they are the exception to the rule, and frankly, they shouldn't be. There should simply be no exception to the rule when it comes to constitutional issues and people being treated properly.
Well, Curtis, thank you very much for sharing your point of view with us this morning.
Yeah, no problem. And again, fixthelaw.ca, you can follow this application. Just started about a week ago, and it's very strange timing with the announcement.
All right. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Curtis Andrews is a lawyer who's challenging the OSPCA Act. He has defended farmers and pet owners in animal welfare cases.